people who want to sit in front seat are nicer people, hands down. And even before COVID, people who would sit in the front, people who didn't want you to feel like you're driving them around, you know, like, it's like an etiquette thing, you know. When Lyft came out, Lyft's whole idea was like, hey, I'm giving you a Lyft as a friend, you know, and then all of a sudden, slowly, Uber turned it into a taxi cab, basically a cab driver who charges half the price and burdens all the expenses on them. But initially, it started, remember the big pink mustache and the whole, oh, I'm giving my friend a lift. That was the whole concept. Slowly, everything changed. Now, do you feel like, you know, you're their limo driver and they're, you know, just super arrogant a lot of times. But this episode, I want to focus on the people who are super nice and respectful, and they sit in the front, they ask how your day is. You know, it's a humanity thing. And then some people, they just want, you know, hey, I paid for this ride, you're going to drive me around, you're my driver. You work for me now for the next 6 minutes. Like, okay, calm down, dude. And then there's people that, they have their headphones on, but they still have the common courtesy to, you know, take it down, and they ask about how your day is. They'll make a small talk, and then they'll put their headphones on because they want to listen to their music, and that's super nice too. So I'd say, if I had to put a percentage on it, out of all the passengers that you pick up, people who want to sit in the front, I'm gonna say maybe 3-4%, and majority of them are older, over 40-50, you know, especially really older people. They want to talk, they want to get to know you, and they sit in the front and stuff. But it's the young cunts that sit in the back. I love it, man. So many stories in my head. It's crazy. It's like a major chapter in my life. And I forgot so many of them, but they slowly come back one by one.